The Ghosts of Glamis Castle. Scotland is a country which is famous for its ghosts and haunted castles. Glamis Castle is a well-known haunted castle in Scotland. It has many stories about ghosts and violent murders. Shakespeare wrote a play called Macbeth about a man who murdered a king in Glamis Castle. Glamis is a big castle with more than 100 rooms. It has enormous halls and kitchens where they prepared meals for kings and queens. Glamis Castle also has many secret rooms. Some are very big and some are small. They built these rooms as hiding places. When a person was in danger, he hid in one of the rooms until the danger passed. Only 3 people at any time had the keys to the secret rooms. Many years ago, the people of Scotland lived in clans. Clans were groups of people from the same families. Each clan lived on its own land. They looked after their own property and fought against their enemies. There were 2 famous clans called the Ogilvies and the Lindsays. They hated each other and they had many fights. One day, after a terrible battle, a few men from the Ogilvy clan came to the gates of Glamis Castle. Some of the men were hurt. They were all too tired to continue fighting. The Earl of Glamis met them. "What do you want?" he asked. "Please, let us stay in the castle," one of the Ogilvy men said. "We are in terrible danger. The Lindsays are coming to kill us. Please help us." The Earl looked at the men. "All right," he said. "I'll take you to a secret room. You will be safe there." The Earl took the men down many corridors and up many stairs. "Thank you, sir," the men said. "Thank you for saving our lives." The Earl did not reply. He opened a door behind a curtain to one of the secret rooms. "Get in, and don't make a noise," he said. After the men went in, the Earl locked the door, put the key in his pocket, and walked away. No one ever saw these men again. No one knew if the Earl forgot about them, or if he didn't want them to live. Many years later, Lord Strathmore unlocked the door of that room and fainted. He found a room full of skeletons. Visitors to the castle often hear knocking and banging noises. They say it's the ghosts of the men trying to get out of the secret room. Another story is about a child. In 1841, the Earl of Glamis, George Lyon, had a son who apparently died at birth. But some people say that the baby did not die. They say that the baby was deformed and that it looked like a monster. A monster could not be the Earl of Glamis. The parents put the baby in one of the secret rooms with a nurse. Only the parents and the nurse knew that the baby existed. One day, there was a big storm. A workman went up to repair the roof. From his position on the roof, he could see into a small room. Suddenly, he began to shout. "I've seen the monster!" he cried. "It's true what they say! There's a monster!" The Earl heard the man shouting and he ran out. "Come with me," the Earl said, "and be quiet." The Earl took the man to the library and spoke to him in a quiet voice. "You saw nothing."
"But, sir, I did," said the frightened man.
"You saw no one and heard nothing. Do you understand?"
Understand
this," the Earl said. "I am sending you and your family away from here."
"Away? But I don't want to go away."
"Take your family and go to Australia. Here is some money."
"Yes, sir."
The man took the bag of money and left the castle. The next day, he and his wife and 3 children left Scotland. Today, people at the castle can hear a child crying at night. Others say that a monster walks around the castle, making strange noises. One of Glam's castle's most famous ghosts is the Grey Lady, Lady Janet Glamis. She lived during the time of King James V of Scotland. He was a cruel man who had great power in Scotland. He hated Janet because she was from an enemy clan. One day, the king brought Lady Janet to court. "She is a witch," the king said to his ministers. "She tried to poison me."
"That is not true," cried Lady Glamis. "I am not a witch. I do not want to poison the king."
"Take her to prison," shouted the king. The king sent Janet to prison for many years. One cold day, they took her out of prison and burned her at the stake. Janet's ghost returned to Glam's castle. Many people say they see her floating around the clock tower. There is always a glow around her head, a red glow, the colour of fire.